This is Conversations on Public Health.
Medicaid is a hot topic these days as the Affordable Care Act calls for expanding Medicaid to millions of low-income Americans beginning in 2014. In 2008, Harvard School of Public Health professor Catherine Baker and her colleague Amy Finkelstein at MIT were presented with a unique opportunity to evaluate the impact of covering the uninsured with Medicaid in a way that had never been done before. We talked to Baker about that study, known as the Oregon Health Insurance Experiment. Welcome, Kate. In 2008, Oregon held a lottery to accept additional low-income uninsured residents into its Medicaid program. From a research point of view, why was that a big deal?
This provided us with the opportunity to figure out what Medicaid did for enrollees and how much it cost using a randomized controlled trial setup. And that kind of setup is almost never available to answer social policy questions the way it is to answer medical questions or drug questions. So this provided us with an amazing opportunity to gauge the costs and benefits of expanding Medicaid to low-income adults. And this question is normally very hard to answer because people who are on Medicaid are different from people who aren't on Medicaid in lots of ways. They have lower income, they have worse health initially. So if you can't take that into account, it's very hard to know what the program is actually doing for those people. This lottery in Oregon gave us a chance to have a group that got Medicaid and a control group that was exactly the same except for not having access to the program. And we could use that setup to compare the Medicaid group to the control group to figure out what actually happened to people's health because of the Medicaid program itself.
So the Oregon Health Insurance Experiment was created. What did you and your colleagues find?
We found that expanding Medicaid to this group substantially increased their healthcare use. They were more likely to go to the doctor, to take prescription drugs, to go to the hospital. It also improved their healthcare outcomes in some ways, but not always. There was a big reduction in depression, and there was an increase in the diagnosis of diabetes and in the prescription of medications for diabetic patients. But we didn't see any improvement in other physical health measures like blood pressure, cholesterol, or the prevalence of diabetes. Another thing we found that I think is sometimes overlooked is that their financial well-being was dramatically improved. When people got Medicaid, they were less likely to have bills sent to collection, to stop paying other bills, to be denied care because of not having paid past bills. That financial protection is a really important aspect of insurance as well.
The Affordable Care Act called for the expansion of Medicaid among the states that would be financed by the federal government. However, last year the Supreme Court ruled that states could opt out of Medicaid expansion, and a number of governors have declared that that's just what they'll do. Does the Oregon study provide any guidance to policymakers on this controversial issue?
I think our study does provide policymakers with some guidance, although of course people should use care in extrapolating our findings to a national setting. That said, I think our study really puts to rest the unduly pessimistic view of the program and the unduly optimistic view of the program. The unduly pessimistic view of Medicaid is that it doesn't pay providers very much, that the uninsured already have access to care through emergency departments, that the program doesn't do all that much good and costs a lot of money. And our study dispels that point of view because participants really were much better off in several dimensions like depression, financial health, access to preventive care. On the other hand, the unduly optimistic view of Medicaid is that it's such a wonderful program that it gets people into the doctor's office and out of the emergency department and keeps them out of the hospital, manages their chronic conditions so well that it actually saves money even within a 2-year span. And our study dispels that as well. People who got access to Medicaid consumed more health care. So that leaves policymakers with a dilemma in some ways. Medicaid costs money, and it does good for beneficiaries. And how policymakers weigh those costs and benefits is really up to what their policy priorities are and what the alternative uses of the funds might be.
So far, you and your colleagues have reported findings on self-reported health, on financial strain, and on some physical health measures. What's next?
We're going to do a lot more research using this population, and some of that is going to explore the results that we've seen to date, and some of it is going to be new questions. For example, people might have thought that hospital use would go down when people gained access to healthcare, but in fact, it went up. People also hope that emergency department use will go down when people gain access to Medicaid. That's a question that we're going to explore next using administrative data from Portland area emergency departments. We'll be able to shed much more light on what happens to emergency department utilization when people have access to Medicaid. we're also going to drill down into the depression finding. There was about a 30% reduction in the rate of depression when people gained access to Medicaid. We have much more nuanced information on medication use, on other uses of healthcare. We're going to try to get inside those depression results as well as look more carefully at the management of chronic diseases. So there's a lot more data and a lot more analysis to come.
This has been a Harvard School of Public Health production. Please visit us on the web at www.hsph.harvard.edu.